Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. How are you today? My name is Gina. And nice to see you. Comment vous? Je m'appelle Gina. Essayez, idem pour. Well, I believe Nicole may be joining us today, which would be very nice to welcome her back. But we're just waiting, so we'll just have the music playing on. As you can tell, Iko is in Nigeria, so it's quite difficult to get the network. Available on Spotify, Samsung devices, on podium.com, Player FM, podcaster.com, Apple, Safari browser, Microsoft Edge browser, Google Podcasts. The heading H Takeaway Plus, that's how you'll be able to find us and locate us. Well, I'm still waiting for Equal, and many thanks to listeners from, let me just see now, New York, California, Colorado, Louisiana, Texas, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Washington. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, and LMS Radio is also available on TuneIn Radio. And iHeart Radio America. Nice, we've had over 1,000 listeners, so we've gone over the 1,000 mark. Thank you so much for downloading LMS Radio, listening to this podcast, It's been so much appreciated. Thank you so much for what you are doing. As you very well know, we're continuing with the Johnny Depp case. Very interesting, amusing, funny, eye-opener to how the rich and the beautiful people live. It's been an amazing case. I've been following it every single day, 7 hours, as I had mentioned in the other podcast, you know, the Johnny Depp case. It's a fascinating story. I mean, everything with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard is fascinating, intriguing, amusing. It's a spotlight, you know, to even find out that many of Johnny Depp's film directors, the film producers, they didn't particularly like him. I think there was jealousy. He's a clever man, how he kept his money, what he did with his money. He used his money to buy an island in the Bahamas, and he bought, as you know, 5 penthouses in the Hollywood Hills, which is very clever of him. He was living in France for 10 years and he came back. So what he did was that he invested in all of these properties. When many people were selling their homes in Beverly Hills, you know, in California, very cleverly, he bought houses at a reduced price. Many of the homes that he was buying was $3 million, and he managed to get himself a portfolio of 5 homes, totaling around $20 million. And that was quite good of him and quite clever as well. So this is a very intelligent man. I mean, compared to what many actors are, who don't have this intelligence. He had acquired a yacht, which is 150 some kind of feet, and he sold his yacht to this lady called J.R. Rawlings. Is it the lady who wrote Harry Potter? So, you know, this... Oh, I also forgot to tell you. Forgot! Oh my goodness! Let me tell you this story. I used to work in the care home. One day, the doctor came in, and there was the care assistant. She was the senior care assistant. And she said to him, listen to this, you smell nice today. It's my aftershave, the doctor said. She said, what is it? Sauvage. You know what I mean. Sauvage is the aftershave that Johnny Depp was advertised with in a commercial. So he was earning money from television commercials as well. That's how he got his $400 million. My goodness. And he bought an island in the Bahamas. And he owned a very nice house in Beverly Hills that happened to be inside Hello Magazine. This is a very clever man. During the case and all the things that were happening, you know, people had more sympathy on Johnny Depp and they empathized with him. And they even said that he is a victim of domestic violence. The comments that I was reading on YouTube, people sided with Johnny Depp. Nobody hardly sided with Amber Heard. You wouldn't believe this. They would say, no, Johnny, go. You know, there was so many people who liked him, who found that his testimony was true and accurate. And Amber Heard, they called her a liar. You wouldn't believe it. I was listening to all these things. I don't really know, but I think the case might be in his favor. Well, you don't know, because Amber Heard is a woman, so they might vote for her, they might put a verdict on her. But looking at it, I think that it might go to, you know, 6-6, you know, hung jury. I'm not so sure. But the way the testimony was and the people coming forward and the people, what they were saying, at witnesses, it was very interesting. It was very amusing. Sometimes you couldn't believe what you were hearing that was coming out of the mouth of Amber Heard. What she said that Johnny Depp had done to her. Oh my goodness. This young woman, sometimes I felt that she was very ungrateful. I didn't know how this man had treated her. He had treated her quite well. Well, that's it with these young girls. You know, with Amber Heard, she was looking for a sugar daddy. You know what I mean? He married her for her beauty. She married him for his money. I'll just put the music back up. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. I hope I have not bored you. Well, you know, Equal couldn't come because, you know, the network, so she was supposed to come in today. So I'll see if she'll come in again next time. Anyway, thank you so much. As I've been saying, we've now passed well over 1,000 listeners. So that's much appreciated. And you can now get Podbean. Sorry, not Podbean, LMS Radio. On Apple Safari. I didn't know that until I saw that one of the listeners was listening on Safari. But for us to be an Apple podcast, must be joking. LMS Radio will never be on an Apple podcast. Forget it, mate. It ain't gonna happen. To an end now. But you know, it's very nice listening to so many of you, the feedback. It's been wonderful. You've been wonderful. Oh, you know, it's been much appreciated. Every single day when I come on, it's you that make me happy. It's you that make me come on. I hope I make you happy as well. I'll just put the music back on. listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. See you next time. Bye-bye.